Well, I want to talk about everything that we've got going on. We've got a lot going on. It seems like every year by year, the world gets faster and faster. The speed of business seems to speed up. Commerce speeds up. Where once we paid for something with cash and got to know the cashier, now we just hit a phone up next to a device and we've got it paid for. The speed of our lives seems to just be moving faster and faster too. And this time of year, there always seems to be something about trials and spiritual attacks that seem to be creeping up on us prior to the spring holy days that just seem to keep us busy also. So if the pace of life wasn't fast enough, now we have extra added trials on us on top of the spring holy days that are coming that we're trying to get ready for. And this is the environment that we find ourselves in today on this Sabbath. The spring holy days are only a couple weeks away, a few days away, and all of our lives are super busy. Sometimes when my life gets busy, I lose my viewpoint of the greater picture, the big picture. Sometimes when my life gets busy, my focus narrows down on whatever problem I've got going on at the time. And it seems like I said that life just gets crazy busy for everybody around the holy day season. And it seems like perhaps other people have a proclivity to lose sight of the big picture when their life is real busy. So I want to talk about that in today's sermonette. The title of my sermonette is Don't Lose Sight of the Big Picture This Passover Season. You know, we'll start talking about the first Passover in the Old Testament that we have recorded. Moses, when he was departing Egypt, will go there first in Exodus 12. But in preparing for this sermonette message, I was thinking about how crazy busy my life is right now. You guys that know me know that I'm moving soon, so we're trying to get the house ready. But then I got to thinking about Moses. He had a lot going on that first Passover. He was trying to move a nation. So it helped me to kind of put my own trials into perspective and my own headaches. And Moses also, consider that the Old Testament Passover that we're going to read about a little bit in Exodus 12, this was a brand new ceremony for him. And he wanted to make sure that he got it right. And actually, the consequences of not getting it right were death. So it's something that he wanted to make sure that he was conveying to the nation of Israel. And it was something that he wanted to focus on and definitely keep in mind the big picture. Let's look at Exodus 12, and we'll start in verse 5. Exodus 12, we'll read verse 3 through verse 14. So this is the Lord speaking to Moses about the Passover. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for his household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to him, his house, take according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, he shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on two doorposts and on the lintel of the house where they eat it. Then they shall eat of the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast of the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance." Let's talk about a couple things we read here in this passage. And keep in mind, this is the first time that anyone has kept this Old Testament ceremony. And remember that the stakes here are death if they did it wrong. They had to make sure the lamb met certain requirements in verse 5. They had to cook the lamb and roast it whole according to a specific way, verses 8 through 9. They had to consider sharing it with their neighbor if they had too much and their neighbor didn't have enough, or if the numbers worked out. They had to be ready to go for a trip when they ate it, verse 11. And they had to make sure none of it remained until morning, verse 10. Oh, and they had to wipe the blood of the lamb or the goat on the doorpost so that the death angel didn't kill the firstborn of that household. So here again, death was at stake, and they needed to be sure that they were observing the first Passover correctly. So here again, this helps me frame my minor problems in a new light when you consider that our physical death is not at stake. But we'll talk more about death and the meaning of Passover here in a second. So what do you think Moses was thinking about when he was trying to move this nation of Israel? And, I mean, he had a busy calendar. He had to pillage. He had to spoil the Egyptians the next day. He had to start a journey to the promised land. He had a lot going on. I'll admit he had more going on than I did. Let's see what Moses had on his mind in Hebrews 11, verse 29. Hebrews 11, verse 29. This is the faith chapter. And in this section of the faith chapter, it talks about the faith of Moses. We'll start in verse 23 and read through verse 29. "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command." So we see his parents had a certain faith. Verse 24. "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith," now listen to this one about the Passover, "by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned." So we see here in verse 28 that Moses did according to what God commanded with the blood on the doorpost because of faith. And that's what I want to talk about in focusing our mind on the big picture. We need to keep in mind what's important this Passover season. Whereas with Moses on that first ceremony of the Old Testament Passover was the blood of the lamb that spared him from physical death of the firstborn, we need to keep in mind the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Christ's sacrifice saves us spiritually, and it's Christ is our New Testament Passover lamb. Remember in John 1, verse 29, John the Baptist proclaims that Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's read about Jesus Christ's role as the Lamb of God in Revelation 7. Will everyone please turn to Revelation 7, and we'll start in verse 9. "After these things," this is a prophetic vision, "after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Remember, John the Baptist defined the Lamb as Jesus Christ. "All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor, power and might be to our God forever and ever. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. And they shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Review what we've read in this passage in verse 10. Christ, as the Lamb, is our salvation, along with the Father in verse 10. The saints were made white by the blood of the Lamb, verse 14. And the resurrected saints will lack nothing and dwell in peace, verses 16 and 17. Brethren, this is where our focus needs to be leading up to and through the New Testament Passover night. It needs to be on the fact that Jesus Christ is our Passover Lamb and will bring us eternal salvation. As busy as we all are with our lives, and as hectic as things are, let's try to keep that focus in mind. We're not as busy as Moses was on that first Passover. So, brethren, let's don't get lost in the weeds. Let's remember our lives can get crazy, but let's keep Christ, our Passover sacrifice, in the forefront of our minds and keep the big picture of this Passover season.